Suppose we let our imaginations wander. Let's say it's wintertime in the mid-1870s. We're gathered round the piano in the large and gracious home the Taft family built in 1871 in Hawley. We're told by the Historical Society that it was one of the handsomest residences in the borough, and there the many friends of the family delight to congregate, always feeling sure of a hearty welcome, that from a biography of T.V. Taft. And we can well imagine the home was lovingly decorated for the approaching Christmas festivities, and that we are having a grand time reminiscing about winters past and singing our favorite Victorian carols.
By my side, the horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upsot. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Many of us in that circle might be looking forward to just the kind of sleigh ride we're singing about. We would be advised, though, if we were taking part in a skating party, to walk home rather than to ride home. Riding in an open sleigh or carriage, we're told, might give one a chill and thus a cold. That we learn from Victoriana magazine in their rules for ice skating. It was just such scenes from life that Hawley Winterfest was founded to recall in 1999. Nearly two decades old, the celebration this year will include many of these elements. A house tour with Victorians in the mix, the singing of Victorian carols, sharing of wonderful period decorations and costumes, horse and carriage rides, and even a lovely watercolor rendering of ice skating on a beautiful winter's night. Past and present coming together for Hawley Winterfest 2016, taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December 9th, 10th, and 11th. We had a chance to speak by phone with two of the committee members and organizers, Barbara Bryden, an artist who has created the evocative skating scene we just mentioned, and Rory O'Fee of Woodlock Pines, about the event.
We have this wonderful little town now, but it was a bustling town back in the 19th century when the canal and the coal was running through from wherever it came in the mountains to New York City and to Philadelphia. And so much of that history is still here. We were a big and bustling town and brought here for many reasons related to the canals. And then, of course, in the 1920s, the lake came into being here, Lake Wallenpaupack. And that changed the area again also. So it ebbs and flows. And we hope it's flowing now more so than ever because it's a wonderful place to live and to be.
And you mentioned the time frame, and so often the late 19th century is described as a Victorian time. And that's been something that's been part of Hawley's experience as well, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And we still have some wonderful Victorian homes here now. The homes have been, many of them, in our house tour, which is one of our biggest events for Winterfest. And many of the people who have come have seen those houses, sometimes more than once. And we are expanding now with some Victorian houses this year, but also some other things, which I'll talk to you about later. But the Victorian flavor is still here, and it hopefully will always be.
And the other thing about the Victorian theme is so often around holiday time, we connect that through our friend Charles Dickens with a certain holiday flavor. Then Winterfest came about as a celebration of all that you've just described, Barbara, really, and to open doors literally and figuratively, inviting people from Hawley and outside to come and savor these wonderful things.
Yes, and I think initially, and I wasn't here for the earliest Winterfests, and this will be our 18th one, but I have to suspect that it was mostly for the community here. And as we've grown, we've reached out. Now our brochures go far and wide to New York, to Philadelphia, and farther out in Pennsylvania and New York State and New Jersey. And we have many people who come from those areas who come back year after year because it's just a little piece of, as you said, Victorian charm and country. There's still country living in Pennsylvania. We're part of it.
And so you all are looking forward to not just celebrating with things of the historical past. You mentioned the homes, and we'll talk about that, Barbara, but their visual arts and music and food and train rides and celebrations for children. So many things on offer over the Winterfest weekend.
Well, one of the things I wanted to make sure that I said, and this is an accolade to Rory, who has put immense hours, time, and talent into our new brochure. He's redesigned it. It looks like a book. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's filled with everything that's happening. There's no way that we can get all of that information on this discussion that we're having with you. So one of the things I feel kind of bad about is that we can't mention everybody by name, but the brochure has it all, and it's so user-friendly. And again, Rory has done this magnificent job.
Thank you.
When did you start, Rory, putting this all together?
Yeah, well, we start our planning for the entire event sometime in late July, right in the heart of the summer, which it's always hard to imagine when we sit down for our Winterfest meeting and, you know, we were on the lake the day before or something like that. So, we put this in action this year. We wanted to really go over the top and have an even better and bigger sense of branding for the event because, like Barbara was saying earlier, this event has just only grown over the last 18 years. And we bring, you know, a couple thousand people into our tiny little town just from this one event.
You conceived of the brochure as a book, and books are celebrated, authors are celebrated among the other events, Rory.
Absolutely, yeah. Our little library in Holly has a whole tender of events that go on throughout the day, and one of them that is really exciting is the author book signing. That'll take place on Saturday throughout the day, and we have, you know, maybe a dozen different authors, local artists, and not just relegated to the library either. Across the entire town, we have features of our local artists and these authors with their great books, local authors, and even some coming from out of town. We have a New York Times best-selling author joining us as well.
I love the idea that the brochure is like a book because once we enter the pages of a book, we're taken on many different journeys, and that's part of this as well.
Yes, absolutely. And like we were alluding to earlier, there are many different journeys. And I think as this event has grown, we've really kind of differentiated what the events can be. And we've got some of those old-timey, old-fashioned events like the Victorian Time Glass Demo, and we've got Victorian Tea at our Presbyterian Church, and just some of those good old-fashioned traditional events, the living nativity scene at the church, just wonderful things. And then we get a little exciting, too. You know, we've got some nightlife. We've got some great entertainment acts that come into town. Our Harmony Presents Theater has a great musical act. And then one of the fun events we've got is our beer tour as well. So we really get pretty fun where you can try different flights of beer or wine from the local pubs and establishments. And at the end of it, if you complete the tour, you get these really cool pint glasses that have our special custom branded logo on them. Nice reward for people doing that. So there's fun for everybody.
That is one of our newer events, and it's turned out to be extremely popular. You know, we try to reach people of every age group, and having Rory and his wife Sarah on our committee, who are in that younger age group, that was one of their ideas, and it's really taken a hold and has flown.
You talked about all ages. You had shows for young people and activities for children as well.
We have some new ones this year at the library. They're going to be gingerbread cookie decorating and marshmallow s'mores and Santa at the landing, which goes into another thing. There are going to be lots of Santa's helpers around and lots of opportunities for photographs with children and pets and possibly parents.
You said it, but I think it's a tribute to our marketing efforts because as the committee, that's one of the bigger things that we do is we market this event to the community. The message clearly got all the way up to the North Pole. So the big man himself will be around in multiple spots. One of the other fun things that'll happen if we get snow, God willing, across my fingers, not too much, just enough to look pretty and not disrupt travel, but if we get it, our friends at Ski Big Bear do tow tube rides in the park, which is a lot of fun.
And I'm always blown away by the fact that you have the esteemed Virgin Consort as part of the musical offerings.
That's been a very special and also very well-attended program. I can't tell you how many years it's been going on, but I think I've been to most of them. And the music is just delightful. Erica, I don't know whether you've ever heard them, but they're just ethereal voices. And the music is just so, well, it goes from the popular Winter Wonderland, which, of course, is one of our local specialties, to the very early music and always arranged in beautiful, beautiful versions. And that's on Friday night, and that's at 8 o'clock. However, at almost the same time at Silver Birches, there's a Christmas in Hawaii program going on, and that's going to be games and contests and Hawaiian music and, again, reaching out a different group of people. So it's quite eclectic.
For people who are not from the area, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about the Sturbridge Lion. What's so important about that train?
Absolutely. I mean, right here in our neck of the woods, our neighboring town, Honesdale, you know, quote unquote, the birthplace of the American Railroad. And they've got a couple of vintage cars that are just stunning. You know, the Sturbridge Line came back up a couple of years ago. Somebody reinvested in it, obviously, as you know, and, you know, really set up a great program. And they were really committed into making it successful as a tourist element and event for the region, as well as the local community who's really supporting it. So it's a really cool event. They'll depart from Honesdale in the morning. So you can hop on the train in Honesdale, travel it all the way to Hawley, and hang out for the day in Hawley, and go back to Honesdale in the afternoon, I think at 4 o'clock. But for the interim, while the train comes to Hawley at let's say noon, they do a flyer, which is just a quick little jaunt out the rest of the line to the Lackawaxen station. And it's really a beautiful scene. I think it's maybe a 45-minute round trip. So you hop on in Hawley, you take the flyer down to Lackawaxen, and you come right back to Hawley in 45 minutes. And, you know, you travel along the river, and it's absolutely pristine and beautiful. You hear a little bit of the history of the train, and you get that vibe of, you know, kind of like what Barbara was saying earlier with the history of this town. That's probably one of the best ways that you can immerse yourself in what the history of this town had to offer.
As far as history goes, it gets bigger and better every year, but never loses the, you know, the ambiance and the reason for being.
You promised to tell us about the house tour.
The house tour is such a popular event, and it's really our biggest money-making event. We don't aim to make a lot of money here, although we would love to, but this is the one thing that brings in lots of dollars. And this year, it's a little bit different from past years. We do have three homes on the tour. Two of them are in Hawley. One of them is in Lakeville. One is a 19th century home in Hawley, and another is a 1900 folk Victorian. And then there's a new Victorian that's incorporating the old and new in Lakeville. Then, and this is the different part, we have two other establishments. One is a vintage cottage reflecting the 1925 lakeside lifestyle at Silver Birches on Lake Wallenpaupack, which is new, refurbished, changed hands this year. And so not many people have seen it yet. And it's spectacular. And the other one is the historical Williams House, which goes way back in history from our earliest people who have come here. And the house is old. It houses the Wallenpaupack Historical Society's treasured local collections, and it's being decorated, and the collections will be there for people to come and see and learn more about the history of this area in partly Wayne County, but also Pike County. So that is going to be on Saturday from 10 to 4, and people need to come to Teeter's Furniture on the corner of Main Avenue and Church Street for their booklets. That's how you get to go to the houses. Near and dear to my heart is the raffle painting, which is the 11th one that I've done for Hawley and Winterfest. And it's a watercolor. The proceeds always go to some place in town or near town. And we've raised quite a bit of money over the course of time for some of these places. And as you know, Erica, funds are hard to come by every place here now. And this year, we're going to donate the money that comes from the raffle painting to the Hawley Merchants Events Group. It's a recently developed local downtown group of businesses there where they present special promotional events throughout the year. And their goal is to encourage local small-town shopping. And again, as I said, on a very limited budget. So we're very happy to be raising funds for them. And they're very excited and going out and selling tickets. So it's a two-way street here.
The painting that Barbara did is absolutely stunning, as always. I admire Barbara so much as an artist, and she's an inspiration to me. But you can see a picture of it in our brochure. There's a little tiny thumbnail in the, I want to say, in the back page of the brochure that people can actually see what it is. Yeah, yeah. Just a couple things I want to touch upon real quick. You know, we have a shuttle bus that runs the length of Main Street and down to the Presbyterian Church this year. It's a great amenity for people coming in because You know, Hawley is not that big, but it would take a little bit to walk the entire length. So we've got shuttle bus stops going from all the way from Settlers Inn up to the Silk Mill and to the Presbyterian Church. So people can park their car, hop on the shuttle. It's running all day from 10 to 5 on Saturday. That's a nice resource, and it's free. There's no charge to use that at all. And the last thing I would like to say is, you know, one thing we wouldn't be able to do this, as we were talking about funding, is without our sponsors. And just really appreciate all the sponsors that get on board and support Hawley Winterfest and have for ages now.
Lorio Fee of Woodlock Pines and artist Barbara Bryden speaking with us about Hawley Winterfest 2016. Taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December 9th, 10th, and 11th. And there is a complete listing of the many events, and that's on the Hawley Winterfest website, hawleywinterfest.com, hawleywinterfest.com. Among the events, there is an author book signing, and that is Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hawley Public Library. There will be activities for children all throughout the community. There will be holiday music, lace making, and tatting demonstrations Saturday 1 to 4. That's at the library. Lots of food. You heard about the house tour. So much to take in this weekend. Hawley Winterfest 2016. For more information on the web, hawleywinterfest.com.